You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Governor Cuomo Thursday was able to tell survivors of child sexual abuse that after more than a decade, the state is standing with them. An audience of survivors and advocates looked on as he signed the Child Victims Act.
For the past 13 years, the bill died in the state Senate. Not because people voted against it, but even worse, because they wouldn't bring the bill to the floor. They wouldn't tell the people of the state the position of the politicians.
The legislation passed the Senate unanimously this year, meaning every Republican voted yes. It gives survivors until their 55th birthday to bring a civil suit against an abuser, their 28th birthday to seek felony charges, and their 25th to pursue misdemeanor charges. Michelle Simpson-Teagle is an attorney who's represented clergy abuse survivors all across the country, including New York State. She says this law opens the door for hundreds, if not thousands, who might consider coming forward to have their day in court.
They want answers. They want the truth. You hear the word justice a lot, and what justice means to a lot of these clients is that somebody answers how this happened for so long and why did it happen to me? And giving those answers to them is part of their healing process. And those answers also help prevent it moving forward.
She says potential clients tell her that all they have is their word against an abuser. But Simpson-Teagle says in many clergy abuse cases, the same priests continue to abuse children. She says policy changes and safeguards are more important to survivors than monetary demands. Now that the law is in place, a six-month waiting period begins before survivors have 1 year to file a lawsuit regardless of when the abuse occurred. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.